because there are many nuances of possibility that cannot be expressed in any other way. And so all the exquisite permutations of possibility require forms in which to be expressed. Otherwise, we would not be able to know of the infinite richness of God. It's the same reason that human beings like theater, movies. Why do we like to see these flickering lights or people on stage declaiming? In the old days, in the days when theater was really at its height, like Shakespeare and the great French playwrights like Molière, Racine, plays were about character. Today there are very few films that are about character development. It's all plot and action and special effects. And so they're actually quite boring. The world's exhausted in terms of the expression of the relationships of form. But theater expresses the subtle form of the character of the soul. That's what really interests human beings, the richness of the soul. And so the tragedies of Shakespeare still live on. Over 400 years later, they were a high point of Western culture. But why do people see them over and over again? They know the story of Hamlet, they know the story of Macbeth, but again and again, because they embody such exquisite archetypal representations of the suffering and the vexations and the conflicts in our souls, you see. And so if we do not give form to these expressions, then we cannot mount up to higher and higher levels of consciousness. We cannot learn from the form to enter again the formless at the next octave of realization. You see, there is progress in a sense. And we build upon the wisdom of what we have gained. And we are able to go deeper and deeper into the potentiality of our being. And so at each cycle, each experience of growth through failure, through death, through a fall, through trauma that gets expressed in form enables us to touch into the heart of being and be renewed and reborn at a higher level of form, more perfect, more beautiful, more expressive of the ultimate real that is God. And so this is the way human beings attain that perfection, through form, through inform. That's what information is really about, in the formation of someone's professional capacities. It is the putting into form of the deep wisdom of the formless. And through that it can be transmitted and shared and built upon and synergized so that together we can create collective cultural forms that transcend any individual capacity for producing beauty and manifesting truth. And we are co-creating now building of a new form of life on our planet. And there is exquisite joy in that, that is different from the joy of the formless, and therefore God enables both of these utter ecstasies to be manifest. God doubles our pleasure through form, being recognized by the formless.